Consumer New Zealand is warning almost half of New Zealanders could have breached their bank's terms and conditions by using a popular payment method. Poly enables people to make a payment directly from their bank account without incurring fees from a service provider like Visa or MasterCard. However, Consumer's investigative writer Rory O'Shea says Poly needs the user to provide their bank login details so the merchant can generate the payment. And this could affect a customer's bank protections if a customer's caught up in a scam. Poly is used by 1.6 million people, 40% of bank customers, and has done 45 million transactions since 2008. We hope to hear from one of the directors of Poly, which is owned by Mirco. We have invited them on the show this morning. We've also asked to speak to KiwiBank, one of two banks that specifically mentions this payment system in its terms and conditions. What is the bank's position on this, and why are customers potentially in this position? But first, Rory O'Shea from Consumer, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Can you just explain where you believe the issue lies here with respect to customers and their bank agreements?
Yeah, so basically Poly requires you to enter your internet banking login details to make a payment happen. Okay, now that is something that banks tell us to never, ever do. Never, ever give away these details. Basically, that giving away these details represents a breach of your terms and conditions with your bank. Basically, ASB, BNZ, and Westpac tell us that using Poly payments is a breach. ANZ and KiwiBank say that it may represent a breach, which isn't particularly helpful to know kind of while you go about using these services, that it will be judged later on. And KiwiBank told us that while KiwiBank told us it may represent a breach, their internet banking guarantee mentions Poly specifically, and it says that the use of a third-party service like that invalidates their internet banking guarantee, not just for the affected transaction, but for all subsequent internet banking use too. Now, that's a big problem because in the New Zealand Banking Association's Code of Practice, if you breach your terms and conditions, that's one of the grounds that can be used to deny reimbursement if you're the victim of a scam. Obviously, scams are a growing issue in New Zealand, and so you really don't want to be compromising that protection.
Can you just repeat which banks? Yeah. Just, I apologise for asking you to repeat it, but to your point, 40% of New Zealanders have used this system, right? Yeah. So can you be specific again about what each of the banks you've named say with respect to this specific payment service?
Yeah, so we went to the major banks and asked them what their position was on the use of Poly payments. ASB, BNZ, and Westpac told us that using Poly payments is a breach of the terms and conditions. ANZ and KiwiBank told us that it may represent a breach, so they didn't kind of say definitively that it was. Cooperative and TSB didn't come back to us on it. But TSB's terms and conditions say, do not enter your PIN or passwords on a third-party website or mobile app. And Cooperative Bank's terms and conditions don't cover Poly payments or third-party access, but they advise not to share your password with anyone. So I think it's fair to say that the banks don't want you entering your internet banking login details to use Poly. I think that's fair to say on the basis of these
documents. Here's the problem, Rory. Look at the companies that are providing the service. Air New Zealand, Spark, a government agency in the form of Waka Kotahi, Jetstar, Bunnings. Who's overseeing this from a regulatory perspective? Because don't consumers have the right to believe that when a government agency offers you a payment system, you're safe? And could you just explain a little bit more, please, about what the issue is with Polypay? You're saying it's the bank's terms and conditions that are in play here, not its service per se.
Yes. So basically, a lack of innovation in the banking industry in New Zealand means that Poly is kind of your best option for making an account-to-account payment without facing a surcharge. In other countries, in the UK, they've had a kind of what's called a fast payments network since 2008, which allows people to make these payments instantaneously. Now, you don't want to, if you're trying to book a flight through Air New Zealand and the payment doesn't clear after working hours, for example, then obviously you can't book the flight. It's a real barrier to transactions. Real payments networks can kind of solve this issue, but New Zealand doesn't have one. Poly kind of fills that gap in the market, which in some ways for consumers is great. Like we've been like a company has spotted a gap in the market and filled it in a way that saves consumers money. So that's good. What isn't good is the mechanism through which it works, which is that bank customers have to provide their internet banking login details and password. The banks, it's my understanding that banks don't include this in their terms and conditions because they can't oversee the security of Poly. They can't guarantee the security of Poly's systems, so they don't want to take on that risk. I think that it also teaches people really bad data hygiene, this system it kind of existing in this form. So if your bank tells you to never, ever, ever give away your internet banking login details, except for when it's Poly and it can help you save money, it creates this understanding that there are times in which it's perfectly reasonable to provide your internet banking login details.
This is the problem I'm raising with you, Rory, is that should the likes of ANZ, Spark and others be offering this service with the credibility that they bring to the party, and especially when customers are faced with something like an 8% approximately extra charge in using their credit card, something's wrong here where you're revealing to customers now what the terms and conditions of some, if not most, banks say with respect to it, and yet a customer is being offered it by these brands. Something's wrong there.
Yeah, I completely agree, and particularly with regards to kind of government agencies that could be contributing to their customers breaching their bank's terms and conditions and kind of undermining their kind of financial security, basically. I think that's a huge problem.
This kind of goes to the lack of protection many people feel with their banks and their banking full stop at the moment, doesn't it? We are being absolutely herded like cattle into online transactions, including by the banks themselves, closing branches right, left and centre. And we're being left to our own devices to understand the fine print of everything in terms and conditions when there's no one providing a protection with respect to this or clarity with respect to this. And major providers like Air New Zealand, like Spark, like Waka Kotahi offer this service and unknowingly customers may be exposed this way.
Yes, I agree. I think that basically banks have failed to innovate in a way that benefits consumers, and it's consumers that ultimately will pay the price for things if they go wrong. I think it's important to say that Poly, it's not necessarily Poly and their security that is a concern, but I think that the two primary concerns are people kind of compromising their protection from scams under their terms and conditions of their bank. That's one big problem. And another big problem is that people really need to be careful with these details, and this is teaching them bad data hygiene, and that could lead to them putting their internet banking login details into something they think is Poly.
The question is how they're able to do it. If it is in breach of the bank's terms and conditions, why is it allowed to be? And to your point, we've just got a statement through from Mirco now, which owns PolyPay, and says the Poly system is a secure system. In 45 million transactions over the last 15 years, no customer has ever suffered a loss through Poly. The point is, if a system being offered by really reliable, trusted brands with millions of transactions going through their websites is in breach of a bank's terms and conditions, how can that be okay? Where is the protection for the consumer here? Where's the liability of these companies who are offering a system? Where is the clarity from the banks over yes, okay, or definitely not okay, and by the way, we've seen you've used it, don't ever use it again? The customer's just left in a spinning circle by this.
Absolutely. And that's the problem, is that there's this kind of liability gap Banks are saying, don't use this, but you can use this, and
That sums
but
it
they're not
up.
willing.
Don't use it, but you can use it. Now,
Yeah,
is
you can use
that
it at your own risk,
okay?
is what they say.
Is that okay?
Personally, I don't think so. I think that if banks are going to allow people to use this service, they should cover the practice. I think they should cover people using third parties and entering their banking information into third parties, which also sounds ridiculous, right? So we don't want people to be passing out login details, and for that to be the way you access and grant permissions to
So then
various
don't
different
let
services.
customers do it. Don't play it both ways. Take some responsibility yourselves, is my point. And that request we will broaden to all the banks now, having just heard in more detail their positions on it. Someone else asking about PayPal, because this is to the point that online transactions are becoming increasingly unavoidable for people, right? Through legitimate providers. Everyone's being made aware of scams, are terrified of scams. But often there is no other way to pay through legitimate providers than online. Someone else asking about PayPal, also used by millions. Can you speak to whether there's a similar issue there, or is it a different login system, or what?
So the kind of the work I've done is focused on Poly is an important thing to say. I have had personal experience using PayPal, and my understanding is that you generate your own username and password on PayPal, and you can link your bank account to it, but you would never, as far as I'm aware, enter your internet banking number and password. You can prompt a direct debit, but it's kind of like having your email address and password, and then separately having a different login detail for another service. You don't want to cross them over. You shouldn't really share passwords for these kinds of reasons, because gaining access to one might give you access to another. I think that the real problem here is around specifically providing your internet banking login details to
Yeah,
another
which brings
service.
me back to why the banks allow it. Now, final point on this, to the nearly half of New Zealanders who appear like they may have used it and are now hearing through you that in some instances it appears definitely to be a breach of their bank's terms and conditions, impacting not only that transaction but any after. What do they do right now? How do they put that right?
So the first thing I would say is, like, I'm not going to tell people what to do. It's tough at the moment with the cost of living crisis, and no one wants to pay these surcharges. So there's this risk and reward equation that people have to weigh out for themselves. What I would say is that I wouldn't use it personally, and I think that people should really seriously think about contacting their bank and saying, "Have I breached my terms and conditions? If so, how can I unbreach them?" If the answer is that you can't repair a breach, so for example, Kiwi Bank's internet banking guarantee says that the use of third-party services says that it invalidates their internet banking guarantee, not just for the affected transaction, but for all subsequent internet banking use too. Kiwi Bank recommended that people change their password. For example, I don't know if that kind of unbreaches you, for lack of a better word, but I think consumers should find out where they stand with their bank as a result of using Poly, and really think about whether they want to continue to use it.
Well, you've just made the point. It's not about any transaction they may have done already. It's about what happens were they to be caught up in a completely unrelated scam.
Yeah, and you would really, really, really hope that when the banks come to interpret the kind of the breach and to investigate that scam, that they would not disqualify someone
All
from a
right, I'm
reimbursement.
over hoping with banks, and I'm over hoping with this. I think they really need to front and be clear with how many, with potentially millions of customers, what to do in this situation right now. Thank you very much for your time. Oh, one other point. You made the point about open banking and these kinds of services, which we are inching towards in this country. What
Yep.
difference will that make going forward? with respect to being able to do what is increasingly becoming an inevitable need for online banking, but do it in a way that doesn't mean MasterCard, debit card and the 8% or bust?
Yeah. So open banking means effectively being able to tell your bank to communicate information with a third party and for it to be legitimate. So at the moment, the way that kind of Poly and similar services get around this is by you providing the login detail and effectively granting them access, despite the bank not wanting you to do that. Open banking is when you say to your bank, give Poly permission to initiate this payment, and you don't have to provide your internet banking login details, and it is legit, and it is kind of like fully legitimized and secure, and the liability won't be on the consumer in theory. That's the theory. For most banks, that looks like coming into play this towards the end of this month, as far as I'm aware.
So isn't this a time to resolve the status of potentially millions of customers? Is this an opportunity to do it, and should they front foot it as they introduce new open banking services?
Yes, I would say so. I think that you kind of alluded to it. Banks, there's a lot more that banks can be doing to look after consumers, and I think tackling this issue and ensuring that people who use Poly payments aren't breaching their bank's terms and conditions would be a really significant step. I think another alternative would be to, if they're going to stop using customers from using Poly payments, then I think banks should be easing the surcharges, to be honest. Because that's another way of sheltering consumers from surcharges is to absorb them themselves.
They should do one or the other, should they not, Rory? They should either stop the ability to use the service because they are, in effect, legitimising it themselves by enabling it. They should either stop people from using it, or they should amend those terms and conditions. Is it one or the other?
From my perspective, that's how it looks. I would hate to see consumers lose the ability to make these payments without surcharges, because I know they add up. But at the moment, people have been kind of exposed by this gap between Poly and the banks.
And it's convenient, isn't it, to have gaps? It's convenient to have gaps in your terms and conditions, to be vague, or even not to be vague, but to enable despite a breach of terms and conditions.
I can't speak to that. I can't speak to that personally, but I do think there's a gap. I think it needs to be filled. Consumers should be protected if they're going to use the service, which you correctly say is legitimised by their own banks, legitimised by really legitimate businesses and government agencies. I think it creates an impression that Poly and basically the process underlining it of giving away your information is safe, when I think it is not.
All right. Thank you very much, Rory O'Shea. In a statement, the owners of Polypay Merco say the Poly system is a secure system. In 45 million transactions over the last 15 years, no customer has ever suffered a loss through using Poly. We have a request in for Kiwi Bank. We'll extend that request to the various banks who mention this in their terms and conditions, and try and get clarity over where they stand currently and on what might happen as open banking comes in. Also, what customers listening to this today should do. We just have a full statement through from Poly that I'm going to read in full. The Poly Payment Services is with respect to the lead story this morning and the consumer investigation into whether the use of this payment system breaches terms and conditions by New Zealand banks. The full statement from Alistair Hunter, who's Director of Payment Strategy of Merco Limited, the operator of Poly Payment Services, is: no bank customers ever lost money as a direct consequence of any security failure in the Poly system. Security systems in Poly have been independently certified. Contextually, Poly's successfully processed 45 million transactions over 15 years. Nearly 40% of all bank customers have used Poly, that is 1.6 million Kiwis. The banks have never taken action against any of their 1.6 million customers for using Poly and thus theoretically breaching terms and conditions. Fraud mitigation in payments is an industry issue. Poly, as part of the payments industry, has a role to play. Banks do not see it as a priority at this time to work more closely with Poly. The beneficiaries of Poly are the bank customers because it's convenient and it lowers costs for merchants. The gap Poly fills in the payments industry has existed for more than two decades. Banks to date have not offered equivalent services. Open banking can address some of the concerns. Poly's been actively involved in support of the Banks and Commerce Commission since 2017. Poly's extremely frustrated by the lack of meaningful progress. The Commerce Commission's recognised the role of processors such as Poly who use what are called suboptimal interfaces. The Commerce Commission's recognised the role of many of the issues raised are valid, but far greater issues exist with bank control of and customer access to their financial data. Poly's always been a positive influence in improving the quality of payment services available in New Zealand. The high levels of trust placed in Poly speak volumes about innovation in the face of the continued dissemination of damaging misinformation. Any risks they exist in the use of Poly are far outweighed by the benefits our customers and merchants have. This is according to Alistair Hunter, Director Payment Strategy of Mirco Limited, owner of Poly Payment Services. We hope to bring you more on the story in the coming days.